Our God in heaven, we thank you so much for your presence. You are aiming to take us further in the realm of the Spirit. Help us to yield to the Holy Ghost. Help this night turn out to be a night that we'll never forget. Each person on the sound of my voice, may they hear your voice. May they move to greater strength and greater relationship and greater walk with you. Holy Spirit, breathe upon this house tonight. Breathe on the line, men and women in other countries and other states. We're thankful. We are patale mon kuta de seya. We know that tonight is extra. There's some places that we need to go. We need to grow. We need to flow. Help us to pay attention. Help us to recognize that our regular days are over. We are walking the days of revelation. And there's nothing regular about revelation. So let us stand above tradition and religion. Let us cherish this night. That we can come together as brothers and sisters and flow in the Spirit. Open our eyes. Open your word. Open our faith. Open the anointing. Open the glory. That we can walk in all the dimensions of the supernatural. Let the answer be given tonight. Let us override this sickness and disease that have plagued the body of Christ just like the world. Shouldn't be. So open our eyes, open our ears, open our mouth, open our faith, open the anointing, open the glory tonight. Open the word of God that we can see and not only read but receive. Thank you for every person who Father thought fit to be here tonight and online. And I know it's a wonderful time ahead of us. We praise you for it. We give you all the praise and all the glory. May you use my mouth, my tongue, my mind, my heart, and unravel your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read there a few moments. And then I'm going to take you into a territory that we need to go into about our health. He won't let me get off of that. He's constantly talking about that to me. And I think it's an apostolic assignment that some of this sickness can come off the body of Christ and we can get in our rightful places. And so that's some scheme. We're at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Happened to be the Apostle Paul. In that third verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, follow me now because we're going to make a leap tonight. There's a place we're going tonight that is fresh. Any type of sickness you're dealing with, no matter how long you've been dealing with it, stay open. Stay open because tonight you're going to hear something. I don't know what all you're going to say, but you're going to hear something. Put you in a new position, all right? Yes, sir. Notice he says in the third verse, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That's a good statement for dealing with sickness and disease, trying to invade the body of Christ. But though we walk in the flesh, sickness and disease come in the flesh, you see. But we do not war after the flesh. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's flesh again, you see. What? How are they? mighty true God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? The knowledge of God is health and healing and long life. It's throughout the scriptures, you know that? And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When you be healthy, you're obeying God. You're obeying Christ. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So sickness is disobedient. We don't have no right to be sick. Now, many more scriptures and many statements I'm going to make. You're almost nervous in the spirit because this thing is so deep. It takes you so deep. Even the subject, many are going to get healed just from the subject. I want to tell you, the subject is packing. When I heard it, I said, my goodness. Removing health-blocking strongholds out of your soul. You need to get that recorded. Removing health-blocking strongholds out of your soul. That's why we read the text there, weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds Satan had built in the body of Christ that he shouldn't had the opportunity of sickness and disease. And tonight, you're going to get steps and principles from the Spirit on how to deal with it. That's maybe a sickness you've been dealing with a long time. See, you get rid of the sickness before you get rid of the sickness. You can't look at the symptoms and the report. You got to leave. You understand that? See, he's keeping you in the sense realm. He's keeping you in the flesh. He's keeping you in the feeling. That's not faith. That's not the anointing. That's not glory. That's not the supernatural realm. That's not the word of God. You walk by faith. There is a divine promotion of help coming to the body of Christ tonight. I'm going to repeat that because it's so powerful. I want you to see it right now for yourself. It's a divine promotion. You understand? Of help coming to the body of Christ tonight. Listen at me now, members online and partners. It come tonight. You're going to see some things. In other words, you understand now how to equate that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. But mighty through God. We got mighty through God right to be helped. I say we have mighty through God rights to be healthy. Exposing what the enemy is using to block our health. So we're going to expose these strongholds. He's using that to block our health. Now listen very carefully, because here's a shifting in the spirit, a shifting in the supernatural, a shifting in your faith, a shifting in your anointing, and a shifting to the glory of God. Here we go. We are praying and saying, but the time has come to discern, destroy, and demonstrate. No, you didn't see it. You didn't see it. It went down on you. Watch. We are praying and saying, but the time has come to discern three things: destroy and demonstrate. Discern, destroy, and demonstrate. In other words, that stronghold, you're going to discern what it is. Not from a natural standpoint, but the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you what he's using to keep that on your body. Let me get it again. See, praying and saying is right. But the time has come that praying and saying should take us to discerning, to destroying, and demonstrating our God is real. Now, listen to me. Your faith needs something to work with. What are you going to do? He's going to give your faith supernatural insight tonight. So your faith can work in the supernatural realm of God's glory. All right? So you got those three things?
Yes, sir.
Discern. You know what discern means, right?
Yes, sir.
That means seeing beyond the natural. He said, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them to look. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2:9. That's very important. Ooh, good God Almighty. That's very important. We're talking about removing health blocking strongholds. Now, listen, we're removing them from now. Out of your soul.
Yes,
that's where they are.
Yes, sir.
They're in your imagination.
Yes.
They're in your conscience. Right, we got to move them.
Yes,
they're not that powerful once you start walking in revelation, but the church at large has not walked in that type of revelation. Even though we got scriptures, we quote, "I bind you, devil," but you got to get this thing further down. First, your soul got to be cleaned out.
Amen.
You know, I got you. I got you. What I told you, turn. But it's written, eyes have not seen. See, now we're not talking on this level. Because this is the level got us pharmaceutical ignorant. There's a certain time for it, but it's not a lifestyle. There's a certain time for it, but it's not a lifestyle. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So on the surface, just singing songs and clapping our hand and jumping around, if we don't get to the point where our faith, anointing, and glory is released, we're not going to walk in miracle signs and wonder. How many of y'all are ready to walk in miracle signs and wonder? Put your hand up because you can do it. You think you can't do it. You've been down there so long. When I ask a question like that, you're a Christian, you got a right to walk in. You might not understand everything right now. You keep coming here, you're going to know. You have a right to walk in the supernatural. Look what the 10th verse says. Go to the 10th verse. See, now this is very important. But God had revealed. Reveal. Everybody said reveal.
Reveal.
All right, now, to remove stronghold, the Lord has to reveal them to you. But the Lord can't reveal if you're going through a ritual. Instead of having a renewed mind, you got a regular mind. You're thinking in a pattern, what you've been taught for many years, what you've seen transpiring in the body of Christ. But God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Now, that revealing or that revelation is above Satan. In other words, you can get revelation, Satan can't. Because you're a child of the living God. So that word, hold on to that word reveal. See, that word reveal brings in discernment and all of the things that you need to know it, discretion, how to deal with it, but reveal. Say reveal.
Reveal.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
See. So when we talk about removing health blocking strongholds out of your soul, we're talking about you have an ability to see how to function that you can move in your rightful place. Yeah. He's going to reveal what the enemy is using. But you cannot run back to your regular pattern in fear. See, you blind, God tell you put mud in your eye. Now, this don't even make no sense here. Could have put something else, put mud. Then told me go wash it. I ain't gonna wash it out. You go wash it out. But what happened? He came back seeing. So there's some instruction that come along with this revelation that is not gonna add up with your regular life. Are you here? Online, are you here? See, it's in the spirit. There's nothing regular in the spirit. Matter of fact, let's get the two words: regular, revelation. Regular over here and revelation over here. You're gonna start living in revelatory health. But revelatory health is not gonna be 1, 2, 3, and it's not gonna be ABC. Because God gonna, for lack of a better word, put pressure on your faith. How much do you trust me? You never saw nobody else do this? But I told you do it. You want 3 or 4 witnesses. Who else did that? No, it's personal, baby. See, God deal with each one of us personally and privately. He don't have no group span he work with us. Because he know what it takes to make you walk with faith. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. See, notice, go back to 1 Corinthians 2:10. That verse is very important. But God had revealed them to us by his spirit. So he'll reveal the stronghold. He will reveal to you, come on now, not many people get healed tonight. He'll reveal to you how to move that stronghold. Don't care if it's been there 35 years. How long that woman had the issue of blood? How many doctors she went to? Many. Right? What happened? She got a revelation. And she moved toward Jesus. And you cannot let people stop you. You got to tear the roof off. Remember when they bring that man? Tear the roof off. That crowd just standing there singing and stuff. Just tear the roof off. And go on where you get in the presence of God. Where God can speak to you directly on what you need to do to handle this situation. Are you hearing me? Now, don't take the subject lightly, because he told me, keep repeating, removing health blocking stronghold out of your soul. I'm going to get to the soul in a few minutes. Matter of fact, I better go to that right now. Go to Psalm 139, verse 14. Go there right now. We're going there right now. We're going to go it again in Psalm 103. We're going to go to the soul again. It Satan is using your soul to keep you sick. Not your body, your soul. Because your body takes soul instruction. Your body takes instruction from your soul. So you got to make sure your soul in tune to your spirit. Your soul has no anointing on its own. Your body has no anointing on its own. The anointing got to come from the Holy Ghost. You said the yoke is destroyed because of what? The anointing. All right. Now here we have. Now this verse is including and excluding. What you mean by that, Pastor? I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work. Yes, we'll be missing that. And that my soul knows right well. And that my soul knows right well. See, that's one of the strongholds. You can pull out your soul tonight. I'm not going to be ignorant about this thing. I'm going to find out the whole truth myself, and I'm going to follow God and let God lead me into the green pastures where I want need to be. So now, what we're working with, we're working on, I don't have the calibration, but I don't know, thousand, I don't know how many years of, now I'm just going to say it, ignorant in the church. Because you look at me, they're mad now. You're mad. No, you're mad. But I don't care. Because you're not going to set up in this ministry and not know that your God is more powerful than any satanic swing Satan take after you. I want you to let him settle down in you tonight. Settle down in your soul, and then he's going to go into your body and dig out that stronghold. But I can't let you. You can't keep going back. Go to Romans 12, 2. You keep going back here. Keep going back here. See. And be not what? What conform mean? Take the shape of. To this world. Replace that word world with word. The word of God. See. The word. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The word supposed to change your world. Now, while I'm saying these things, the Holy Spirit is riding piggyback. If you receive these things, things are going to start happening in your body right now. You replace what the world is trying to do, satanic. You replace it with the word. So you're not word-orientated. You're word-orientated. So you don't get word results. You get word results. Talk to me up in here. Now, whether you know it or not, that's a shifting in you tonight. You're going to think different. You're going to talk different. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. So those two words now, what you going to do, conform or transform? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. Look at it. Look. Your health is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. My health, say my health, is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I'm coming in agreement with God tonight. I want to go back to those three words. We are praying and saying, but the time has come to discern, to destroy, and to demonstrate. You know what John 10:10 said, right? Deep coming out of what? What Jesus said at the end of that verse. Let me ask you a question. I know you know the answer. Do you think the abundant life is health?
Yes, sir.
Y'all better learn from Ray, the usher. You don't speak to Ray without Ray saying I'm well and blessed. And he's 97 years old. Now, I've been messing around, but I'm going to use that time. I'm going to use, me and my wife are talking about healthy, wealthy, What's the last word we had? Huh? And blessed. Healthy, wealthy, and blessed. So you just crazy ask me how I'm doing. See, by doing that, you're building your faith, and you're building, you're transforming your mind. Look what he's talking about. How many things he said? Good, acceptable, and perfect. Good, acceptable, and perfect. You know you being sick is not God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. You know that, right? All right. The revelation, anointing, glory, manifestation, and demonstration of supernatural help is flowing through your faith now. Let me go back over. I know some of y'all taking notes. The revelation, anointing, glory, manifestation, and demonstrations of supernatural help. What kind of help?
Supernatural.
Is flowing through your faith now. Healing will start flowing like rivers of living water. Help will become your abiding place.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Say, help
is
my abiding place.
My abiding place.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't you let your body outtalk you. Don't you let high blood pressure, it know how to come down. High sugar level, it know how to come down. Don't let it talk to you just because you got a reading the day or yesterday. No, see, I'm telling you what to do. You ain't telling me what to do. And then wisdom is going to come. God's going to give you wisdom of what to do to get it straight. So health wisdom cometh to you tonight. Say it and write it down and put a date by it. Health wisdom. And you follow instruction, baby. You praying, all doing all that praying, you ought to hear something.
Yep.
To deal with the enemy. You understand what I'm saying? See, pray and listen. And prayer is a conversation between you and God. Will you let him say something?
Yes.
So healing will start flowing like rivers of living water. Health will become your abiding place. Write that down. In the name of Jesus. These things God give me. Get ready to experience supernatural health the rest of your life. What I said? Your natural mind can't handle that because you're surrounded by sickness and disease because of a lack of knowledge. Pastor, you ever attacked? She. I'm coming out here teaching you this. You know, I walked away from two or three doctors for them. I said, that's all right. You got to listen. You got to move as the Spirit of God tell you. And then I'm not afraid to die. I ain't got many amen there. Heaven, oh, I'm going to heaven. Yeah. I'm going to heaven now, though. I don't want to go to heaven. Well, you're going someday. Yeah, you keep on living. You're going someday. Health will become your abiding place in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you some principles in a few minutes. Get ready to experience supernatural health the rest of your life. Now, here's some problem I want to hit. Generational, traditional, pharmaceutical, avoiding responsibility for your own health by not knowing how to trust the Holy Spirit, nor the Word and the wisdom of God. strongholds or demonic thoughts and traps. And I'm going to stop you from receiving and walking in your blood-bought rights. All right, let's take these principles down now. Turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Now, to go along, let's deal with the soul. Because we're talking about, let me deal with this a while. Removing health, blocking stronghold out of your soul. Let's go to, before I go to these principles, go to 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Beloved, worship above all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul. So a prosperous soul, a healthy soul, mean that you will produce a healthy body. You got it? Now, turn to Psalm 103 now. Those five benefits. And the two ways to get to it is one by making your soul praise the name of God. And that's the first one. And then your soul goes to another aspect of fivefold benefits that you can put on any sickness or disease that come on your body. You can quote it. How many times have you quoted these things? Turn to Psalm 103. How many times have you quoted your praying and your saying? How many times have you quoted your benefits? Or how many times have you laid back on Jehovah Raha? Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Shammah, he's present with me. How many times? Look in Psalm 103. Blessed Lord, all my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. What do these names mean to you? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Jehovah Tsidkenu, he's my righteousness. Yes. I have a right to be healthy.
Yes.
But I'm not going to let my body and my soul dictate to my spirit. My spirit is supposed to tell my soul and body how we're coming out.
Yes.
And so what happened? Adam put it backwards in the garden. Adam had no problem until he sinned. Then Adam was now running from the presence of God. You see what I'm saying? That's why God gave us repentance, so we don't have to be separated from him when we make a mistake. I thank God for repentance. All of us ought to be happy about repentance. We all ought to be separated up here. We just be sitting up here. So then that psalm, you see those five benefits? And then he says he gives those five benefits to keep us young. You talking about you old. Get one of the benefits, get back young. Jesus Christ. Let the Bible be real. Let God be real tonight. And the benefits of power. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And I want to go back. Hold up there. In Romans 12, 2. Go back to Romans 12, 2. We'll come out here. Because I need to look at that. Romans 12, 2. I need to look at that now. Be not conformed to the world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you may prove what that. And them three things. So if your mind not renewed, you can't walk in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. God, good, acceptable, and perfect will is for his sons and his daughters to be in his help. We got all the other stuff from somewhere else. Got it from the crowd or from what most people are going through. So actually, I'll tell them, Lord, actually, your health is a one-on-one.
Yes, sir.
You and God. If you turn that dial to just you and God tonight,
yes,
there'll be people that will assist you. I'm not cutting them out, but they're not going to be first. I want to know from you what to do. And that's what I'm going to do. Now go back where I was. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. I'm just going to read it, then I'm going to give you these principles. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Go to the next verse. Bless the Lord. And see what he's using? O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, go to the next verse and let him lay them out for us. Who giveth all thine iniquities. Thank God for that, huh? Who healeth all? What? Oh, now this verse shouldn't be in the Bible. Sick as the church is. Sick as we've been. Why would we read this verse? Is God lying? Is God lying or we are not properly connected? I believe I'll go with God. Who are you going with? Who healed all thy diseases. Go to the next verse. Who redeemed thy life from destruction. What is sickness and disease? Destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Lord, let your loving kindness and tender mercy be on my body. Go ahead. Go to the next one. Oh, hallelujah. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Hallelujah. So that thy youth is renewed like the... There's five benefits you saw there. Go over those benefits. They belong to you. All right? Now, listen to this statement, because these statements cannot be English understood. Not just English, because it tap off into the spirit world. You understand? You're looking for the verb and the adjective. I don't write with no verb and adjective. I just write. So here's the first principle. Get ready to flow in your full salvation daily. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the power of God and the salvation. Is that what it is? Yes, sir. Romans 1:16. Yes, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You there? You with me? Yes, what it say for is what? And the salvation, I want to stop right there. I want you to underline salvation. I talked to you about it the other day. Salvation have a five-fold power in it. In that salvation, see, we thought about just going to heaven. But we ain't heaven yet. Healing. Word salvation means healing, help, deliverance. Are you listening to me? Yes. Protection and provision. I said the word salvation means healing, health, deliverance, protection, and provision. It's five meanings. So the average person, when they talk about salvation, they talk about I'm a child of God and I'm going to heaven. And you got healing and health.
Yes, sir.
See, Jesus did not pay just for you to go to heaven. Jesus paid for heaven to come to you. Healing, help. Listen to that. Healing, help, deliverance, protection, and provision. If you can't get out with them five things, you're not going to get out. But you got to recognize they belong to you. Healing belong to me. Health belong to me. Come on. Deliverance belong to me. Deliverance. Deliverance. What that word mean? Deliverance. Deliverance. He have delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. This stuff got to become real. We can't be reading this stuff and repeating it and you know what I'm saying? And living regular. We've got to live a revelatory life. And most of the time in a church, you're not going to find it. They're singing. They're getting happy. They're falling out. But they just live a regular life like other people. If you're going to be an apostolic believer, you're going to be a pathfinder. Yes. Pace setter. Pass fund. Romans 1:16. Look at Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. What did it say? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. What? I'm one of them, and I believe. To the Jew for it, also to the Greek. That's your help right there. Then we read in 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Putting down strongholds on purpose with power that can't be denied. Putting down strongholds on purpose with power that cannot be denied. Putting down strongholds on purpose with power that can't be denied. Oh, if I get you to believe that. Putting down strongholds with power that cannot be denied. That's 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. The weapon of our warfare not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing, thought itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is he paid for you to be healthy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, when he said this to me, I think this is going to be a beneficial to us. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I got about 3 or 4 more principles I'm going to give you. You got to pull a stronghold down, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want you to miss this. Putting on the armor of help on purpose. Ephesians 6:10 give us an insight of the armor of health also. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's healthy. Go to the next verse. That's healthy. Put on the whole armor of God. We're talking about the armor of health now. That you'll be able to stand against all wiles of the devil, all sickness, all disease, whatever come up, you dress. Watch what's going to happen. Watch. Go to the next verse. Watch what happens. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Go ahead. Go to the next one. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. We're talking about the armor of health, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, look what it said, go ahead. Stand therefore, having your loin girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Keep going. With the breastplate of righteousness. Jesus. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. How can you be sick? And go to the next one. Above all, what? Taking the shield of faith. For what? Well, now what? Well, you should be able to quench all the fire that any sickness that has hit our body, it came through a fiery dart. But here the Lord is saying to us tonight, ain't no more coming. Because we're going to have the shield of faith waiting on it. Oh, they're going to come, but they can't come in. I mean, the feeling may be there. The reading may be there. You just denying it in Jesus' name. And faith got enough power to deal with it. Are you following me? Go to the next verse. Take the hammer of salvation. We just found out five things. healing, help. Huh? What else? Some of y'all don't even have it. I ought to come down there and talk to y'all one by one and ask y'all for those five things. Just wasting my time up here. I done got dressed, all dressed up for you and come out here and took a, and come out here anointed and then five, told you those five things. It's so important, those five things. So somebody, we need to read those five things because somebody ain't got it just sitting up here in church. What are they? Protection. Y'all got them?
Yes, sir.
Ask that person next to you do they have it. She said, what do you say? Healing. What? Now, in the apostolic, you can't think regular, you can't listen regular, and you can't act regular. Because you're going further and you're going deeper into your Ephesians 4:11-16 lifestyle. Where you know how to do things yourself and flow in the realm of the Spirit. I love this subject, removing health blocking stronghold out of your soul. Get them out of there. Get them out. Get them out, get them out, get them out. And what about putting on the armor of help? You ever thought about that? Huh? Putting on the armor of help. You get up here, get up and say, I'm putting on the armor of help this morning in the name of Jesus. You didn't say you're putting on the armor of hell. You help. Stop planning on going through hell. All them little thoughts coming, shut them down. So no idea, it's going to be the best day of my life. And then I got making God proud on purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 31-39. Come on, give them to me quickly. Making God proud on purpose. Romans 8:31-39. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Keep going. I'm going to the 39th verse. He that spared not his own son, he did right? But deliver him up for us all, he did it, right? How shall we, he not with him also, freely give us all things? Keep going. 32. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Hallelujah. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yet rather, that is risen again. That is risen again. Who even at the right hand of God, oh my goodness, he's right there right now. Who making intercession for us. Woo, glory to God. Verse 35. Who shall, he keep asking, who think they can hold us down? Who think they can overrule my relationship and my walk with God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, no, or distress, or persecution, or famine, look, or nakedness, or peril, or a sword? Put a name for it, my goodness. As it's written, for thy sake we'll kill all day long. We'll count as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Quote to the 38 at the 39. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, no demon, principality, no power, no thing present, no things to come. Go to that other verse now. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm trying to look you in the eye. I'm looking at them, looking at all y'all in the eye, see if y'all getting this thing. Don't drop your eye down when I look at you. Look at me. Now, when I read those scriptures, a presence came in here. God back his word up. Always back his word up. Stopping all soul persecution that your body can go free. I want you to read how to stop it in Psalm 143. You need to read that whole psalm. Give me Psalm 143. Give me my third verse. I'm going to read a few things out of it. Psalm 143. About the third verse. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. When he persecuted my soul, he got my body too. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. As those that have been long dead. Look at another verse. Go to the next verse. I'm just going to show you something. When I saw this, therefore is my overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate, ruined, because I'm not handling it right. Go to the next verse. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I use the work of thy hand. In that psalm, he's going to tell you now, 142, verse 7. Tell you that your soul is in prison. And I think at large that would happen to the body of Christ. Go to Psalm 142, I think 142:7, because we need to see that. A persecuted soul, a soul in prison. Persecuted, that's a P, right? Prison, that's a P, right? And then 3 John 2, prosper. Where your soul at? Persecuted, prison, or prosper? Come on, y'all. Don't act like you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm about to close, but don't you act like them 3 P's. Where your soul at? Without your health then. Because anytime your body is dropping, you can know your soul is dropping too. You got to bring it back in place. Now that Psalm 103, I want 1 through 3. I want to give you something right next to that. Building your soul into a health-promoting anointing. Building your soul into a health-promoting anointing. And that's Psalm 103. I'll tell you how to do it by taking your soul, blessing the name, taking your soul, shout out your benefits. Turn to, I got two more points and I'm gone. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. Here's what I was supposed to tell you at this time. Go forth now and enjoy prosperous health. Behind this kind of message, you should be able right now to go forth now and enjoy prosperous health. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work, that my soul knows right well. See, your soul knows right well. See, he's trying to block it in your soul. Your help is in your soul. And then I wrote in these last words here, promotion from decreeing to demonstrating. We do a lot of decreeing, but it's time to demonstrate. Now, I'm studying, I'm going back to school again. I'm studying apostleship at a deeper dimension. I take some classes somebody who got evidence. Now, you write these little notes down. I got 8 minutes. Write these notes down because I'm going to talk fast. Doctrine is the milk of the word. Revelation is the meat of the word. So this spiritual transition that we're going to take in this church is crossing over from doctrine to revelation. From biblical fundamentals to the move of the Spirit. From roots to fruit. We got to start producing. There are 3 degrees I want you to think about in the spirit world. Faith, anointing, and glory. Now next week I'll be teaching about glory. Glory is the highest rim of the supernatural. But you got a right to walk in all 3. See, if you just lag in faith, see, no, you got it's faith, anointing, and glory. So we talk about from anointing to glory. See, from spiritual deafness to hearing the voice of God. Listen, from choice to kingdom. I've been trying to take you over there a little bit, you know. From old wine to new wine. From theory to experience. Y'all answer me. From theology to demonstration. When I preach, I want you to take it home with you. From knowledge to manifestation. Got a whole lot of knowledge, but I need some manifestation. From simple words to concrete words and much more. So I'll read these. There's other thing I want you to have it. I'll be reading them to you. What this means, God wants to lead us into newer, deeper, and more extensive territory in Him. What's the subject? Somebody stand up and give me 1 point off your notes. 3 of y'all are going to give me something. Whoever you're going to be, put your hand up, get your note, tell me something. Or we just stay here all night. Go ahead. Not sitting down talking to me. Not sitting down talking to me. Go ahead.
Before you started, you said grow, and flow.
Go, grow, and flow. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. I see our hand back there. Look behind you, Freddie. Y'all sure slow. All of y'all should be jumping up.
Okay. We are praying and saying, but the time has come to discern, destroy, and demonstrate our God is real.
Get those 3 words. Go ahead.
Faith, anointing, glory. I have a right to walk in all 3.
Faith, anointing, and glory? Yes. Wow. Almost say you cheeky. But I understand. That's the way we're supposed to be, with boldness and confidence. And look, might be walking like this. Never let the flesh control your faith. Always talk back to it. You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm telling you what to do. It's not by feeling. We walk by faith. Give me three more. She got her hand up. I love it. All right, that hand right there, Nate.
Health is my abiding place in the name of Jesus.
Health? What'd she say? Abiding place, right? In the name of Jesus. I might preach that. Health is my abiding place. Get it, you got his hand up. Go ahead. Get it.
I don't need the microphone. I like the one where you said doctrine is the milk of the word and revelation is the meat of the word.
You got it. You got it. Come on, you can get him, dude.
Salvation has a fivefold power: healing, health, deliverance, protection, and provision.
Yeah, I don't want y'all to forget that. All five belong to you in your salvation. Thank God. Lift your hand and praise God for a few minutes. Thank God that you're healthy. Thank God that that word went down in your body, in your soul tonight, and that you're a healthy person. I thank God that health is all over this place. In the name of Jesus, I thank God going to reveal to us exactly what we need to do, how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. I think we're going to get testimonies from this night. Now, I want you all to be able to bring the testimony. Things start changing. We're going to need to do more demonstration in this ministry. Once it happened to you, you write it down. And you give it to one of my secretaries or give it to my so-and-so so we can have it online. I need y'all to get it in here because I believe from this message tonight that many of our bodies are going to go places we thought it couldn't go because we're listening to other voices. But you heard, watch what I say now, you heard the voice, and I'm not talking about me, so I'm going to say something. You heard the voice of your father tonight.
Yes, sir.
He told me to come tell you that.
Yes, sir.
And he said, my word will not return to me void, but they will accomplish what I sent them out to do. We got to believe that.
Yes, sir.
You got to believe that your healing and your help came tonight. Now, the gifts of the Spirit are going to flow more in this ministry. I got to get on it, yield to it. I may be preaching in the middle of my message. I might call somebody out and start ministering to them. Because we need a greater flow going. We can't be normal. There's too much anointing up in here for us not to handle situations. All right, so y'all be praying about that. Man out, you know, because a lot of time I'm not normal, but I just go on and go with the flow. But I'm loose now. So you come here, you don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what, because I have no idea. I'm just going to pray and obey.
Yes.
I want you to do the same thing, all right? All right, come on, Jenny, because I'm not going to do it.